In our study of the book of Joshua, we have come to Joshua chapter 11. We pointed out to you in our last broadcast that in Joshua chapter 11, we would find an illustration of the fact that our battle with the enemy, with Satan, is not necessarily going to grow easier as our Christian life progresses. Rather, we discovered that it will grow more serious. And we said that the formidable foe that we have to face as believers is something that we must consider as being very real and continuously active. However, before we left you in our last study, we said that we wanted to give you something that would encourage your heart. And so we looked at the sixth verse of Joshua chapter 11, where we read, "The Lord said unto Joshua, Be not afraid of them, because of them, for tomorrow about this time will I deliver them all up slain before Israel. Thou shalt hawk their horses and burn their chariots with fire." I suggested to you then, and I re-emphasize today, that in order us to face the formidable foe without discouragement, we should center our eyes on the faithful Father, not the faithful God. He is the God of all mankind, but He is the Father only of those who have received the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. Now, why do I say that He is a faithful Father? Well, the word reassurance comes to mind. He is faithful in reassuring us in the midst of trial. Keep a marker here in Joshua chapter 11 and go with me, if you will, please, to Deuteronomy chapter 20. Because I want you to see that 3 years before this event in Joshua 11, God had said to Joshua, "Now, when you stand with the chariots before you, I'll be with you." I'm thankful for the ministry of the Holy Spirit today, doing what the Lord Jesus Christ said He would do, bringing all things to your remembrance. Now just imagine Joshua standing there facing that foe, not knowing what the outcome would be, and the Holy Spirit of God bringing to his memory what God said over there in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 20. My, how his spirits would perk up, even though he said, "This is the worst battle we've ever had to fight. Thank God, God is with us." I wish I had time to share with you the many times that God has spoken reassuringly to my own heart and brought to my mind those passages of Scripture that reassured me that though the battle was long, my Father was interested. And if we just wanted to dispense with the lesson, I dare say that I could give you an opportunity to share with me those times that God spoke reassuringly to you, when you felt you couldn't withstand the enemy, and God said, "Be not afraid because of them." Don't be afraid because of them. Did you notice how accurate the Scripture is? My God knew Joshua's heart. I'm so glad the Lord knows our hearts. You see, Joshua might have been trying to keep up a front, so to speak, and he might have been acting in a way that left an impression that he wasn't afraid of anything, even though he was trembling in his boots, so to speak. But God said, "Joshua, don't be afraid of them. I know what you're afraid of, but you don't need to be. You've got your eyes on them. Take your eyes off them and put them on me. Don't be afraid of them." And Joshua might well have responded and said, "Why shouldn't I be afraid of them?" And God answered, "Because I will deliver them all up, slain before Israel." You know, I love the way God expressed that. He said, "I will deliver them." But he said something even more wonderful than that. He said, I will deliver them all up slain. Won't be a matter of just delivering them, but they won't be able to do a thing when I get through with them. I'll fix it so that they will be gone as far as they can go. Just believe in me. Have you been facing any real rough foes? Have you heard the voice of reassurance? Let me ask you to turn now in your Bibles to Psalm 68. Now, I'm not going to say that God gave Joshua this verse of Scripture because, actually, it wasn't written at this particular time. But, you know, the truth of God was in existence long before it was written down. And when God speaks reassuringly to the hearts of His children, He never changes the message. He repeats it, re-emphasizes it, but He never changes it. And I could well expect Joshua to receive a message such was in Psalm number 68, verse 17. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Joshua, those chariots out there look like the sands of the seashore, don't they? Well, I want to let you in on a little secret. God has more chariots than that, and He is right in the midst of them. You say, now, wait a minute. Sands on the seashore? That sounds like a whole lot more than 20,000, even thousands. Well, this word thousands is the best the translators could do with the original word. It's really an untranslatable word. If they were living in the 20th century, they wouldn't stop with thousands. They would be talking about trillions. When our national debt is as great as it is and we expend $1 billion on one venture, $1 billion or more, we're talking about big things. Well, the translators, when they were translating this particular word, thought 1,000, 20,000, thousands was big. So they used the term. The idea is that God's chariots cannot be outnumbered. God's chariots are countless. Nobody could measure up to them. For your own reassurance, in case you are fighting a battle, in case you are facing a formidable foe, let the faithful Father speak to you from the first epistle of John. Notice in 1 John chapter 4 a portion of the word that will arm you to face whatever foe you have to face. Regardless of how formidable the foe may be, you will be able to face it victoriously. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Well, one might say, God, I'm glad to know I belong to you, and to know I've overcome, but Lord, I've never faced anything like this. I've never faced an enemy as great as this. What am I going to do? Back comes the answer of reassurance. You are going to overcome. But the voice of doubt says, well, Lord, I don't know. I don't know whether I'm going to overcome or not. How can I be sure? Look at the last part of verse 4. 1 John 4, 4, the last part. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now, who is in you? The Lord Jesus Christ in the person of the Holy Spirit. Who is in the world? The devil. There's your answer. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It doesn't matter how many chariots and horsemen the enemy marshals before you. You've got more chariots on your side than he has on his. Don't look at chariots in front of you. Look at the chariots behind you. That's what makes the difference. But the devil, of course, has tricked most of us into looking at the chariots in front of us. instead of the chariots behind us, and we are defeated before we start. How sad that is. Turn over a page to 1 John chapter 5, verse 18, another precious word of reassurance. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, that is, does not continue in sin as a manner of life. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one toucheth him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. Literally, the last part of verse 19 is saying, the whole world lieth in the arms of the wicked one. There's quite a difference, isn't there? In the first part of verse 19, we, believers, are in the arms of God. In the second part, the world is in the arms of the wicked one. I thank God today for my resting place. Verse 18 is the word of reassurance, and I would mention to you that the translation I read from the King James text, which I use all the time and am quite satisfied with, is not as happy a translation as it could be in one phrase. We read there, he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and the wicked one toucheth him not. Now, I am born again. I don't have any question about that at all. But, oh, my friend, I've never been able to keep myself. Every time I've tried to keep myself, I've failed. I've never had any success at this keeping business. Now, maybe you have. And if you have, I offer you my congratulations, but I never have. This verse in the King James text reads, he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and the wicked one toucheth him not. It could read, he that is begotten of God keepeth him, and the wicked one toucheth him not. Who is he that is begotten of God? The Lord Jesus Christ. And we could offer you numerous verses to verify that, but we won't take the time. He that is begotten of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, keeps you, and the wicked one can't touch you. Isn't that wonderful? And that's our word of reassurance for you today. Our Lord Jesus Christ is able to keep you in the face of the most formidable foe you will ever be called upon to face. Thank God for that today.